Good morning, everyone. This is Kamala Murphy. I'm so glad that you are joining me in person or listening to the recording later. It was just saying that for those of you who don't know me, I have been studying Sufism in particular and mysticism for many, many years. And several years ago, I just had the inclination to do these soul soaks and did them for a while and then stopped. And then just more recently have started them again. And they're just something I love to do. And it just feels like almost a calling. Just because I love spending time with the divine and sharing that love with my friends and people that are also, love the divine and want to really experience a deeper and deeper connection. So that's what these soul soaks are really all about. So this morning, again, I'm so glad that you're joining me in person or that you listen in later on. So I'm going to invite you to just relax as much as possible, get in a comfortable place, and just take a couple of gentle, deep breaths with me. Letting yourself really relax on the exhale, allowing the tension that you might be feeling. Even if we don't feel a lot of tension, just that exhalation releases something. It lets our bodies and minds know that we're safe and that we can relax. So if on the exhale you just want to let it go, that's great. I'm going to start with the prayer known as the Fatiha. It is an Arabic prayer. It is it means the opener. And it, if you just listen to the sounds, see if they resonate in your heart. And it really is meant to open our hearts, open our souls to something deeper. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayr al-Maghdubi Alayhim. Waladaleen. Amen. 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 It is about opening our hearts, keeping us on the straight and narrow in a way that the divine holds us all, and we're just able to be guided in our highest good. Instead of, like for me, going off and wandering in a direction that I don't need to be going. So that's what the Fatiha is about. So again, taking another couple of gentle deep breaths. And starting to do a scan of your physical being. Are you holding any tension? Are there places in your body that feel tight? or achy. We're just not quite right. And we're not going to change them at all, but allow them to have more space. I invite you to pay particular attention to the throat, shoulders, neck, chest, and belly. And again, just noticing if there is any tension or place that you're holding. Then let's go to our mental bodies and emotional bodies. Are we having some persistent thoughts, persistent emotions that are just sort of tripping us up, causing us some angst or tightness? Those things that, like this morning, I was singing a song I didn't want to be singing and just kept going and going and going. So it's almost like that, those things that you just keep getting trapped by or falling into. So if there are some of those this morning or today, just notice. Oh. And we're going to be stepping into our luxury spa. We're entering this sacred space together. And as we do, we know that we can just set aside for the next several minutes, anything that we're bringing in to this space together. And those things that we can't quite let go of yet, may be soaked away in the next several minutes. So just imagine walking into this beautiful space with this the soft fragrances and the soft lighting, and seeing in front of you this beautiful tub. Maybe there are flowers around and candles. And whether it's a clawfoot tub or a sunken tub, or maybe it's even a pond. But as you approach, it's just, you know that it's calling to you. And as you begin to step in, you notice, oh, this is the perfect temperature. And I can just get into this tub and just sink in and relax. Allow yourself to just let it go. What I'm sensing is that we always have layers of stuff that we're holding on to. So as we get in at first, it's that first layer that can just be released. Mm-hmm. And as you take some more gentle, deep breaths, really allowing yourself to, again, go back to that scan. What are you noticing? Almost right away, there's this, what is the prayer on your heart today? Is there something that, try as you might, you just haven't been quite able to let go of? And by that, I mean there's some sort of clenching, either needing to protect or that we're so accustomed to, that's sort of innate to us. And we just have almost as though our hands are clenched around this. And that's not always something that we really want. Maybe it's a habit. When we are so clenched about anything, we can't receive what's maybe in our highest good, because we're too intent or attached to what we've been holding on to. So this is really a time in this soak to be able to see if you can release just a little bit. Whatever we've been holding on to, it may be past its due date and really ready to be let go of. And just this, it feels like there's just sort of a refreshing coming through. So whatever amount of opening you can experience, just allowing this refreshing, it feels almost like a shower, an April shower or a rain that's not mist. It's stronger than that, but it can wash away some of what is ready to go. I used to talk about spiritual solvent. And again, if we've been holding on to something, some thought, some experience, some idea, it gets sticky. And this spiritual solvent can come in and just loosen the stickiness, making it easier for what is meant to go to be released. And taking a couple of gentle deep breaths. I mentioned earlier the prayer on your heart. There's something being brought up about the desire. What is, as we make room for more of the good, the highest good to come in, are we even aware of what that might be? Sometimes we just don't let ourselves desire. So see if there's a place or something in your heart that there's maybe a flicker of desire or of joy, possibility. And as I say that, there's something really interesting happening. A bit like when we talk about the desire, what gets triggered and says no. So see if there's a place in your being that says, no, you can't have it. I noticed that immediately in my solar plexus. So just see if there's a place in you that might be experiencing, no, you can't have it, or that's not for you. And it's fine that we have those experiences. We just, again, in this soak, we just let it have space. There's something about that. So let's sit with that for a minute or so, just allowing what we're saying no to have more space. It feels like it's been a protection in some way. So just allowing the soak to expand. The area that's been clenched or saying no. Again, not having to fix it or change it, but just giving it space. And caring, compassion. It feels as though that part may be willing to open up just a wee bit. Maybe those outer layers can relax a little bit. Oh, so I'm not sure if it's that part, but our hearts, our souls are being invited to just receive this real tenderness. We try so hard to do the right thing, to be good, to do well. And this sense is, it's not, so you don't need to try so hard, but you don't need to try so hard to please or to be okay, just allowing yourself to, and so I'm seeing the tub again. So allowing yourself to be held in this warm water where you can just be loved up is what I'm hearing. And just like allow yourself to be held, supported, and loved up. Cared for. And really drink that in, or let it soak into you. Not just the heart, there's some, it is the soul is is pretty thirsty for this. So allowing yourself to really bask in it, allowing not having to drink it in, but like you putting a dry sponge into a bowl of water. It's not going to drink it all up immediately. It's slowly allowing it to sink, seep in. Letting it continue to lap like on the lake shore. The water laps at the shore. So just allowing it to lap into your being. There's a sense of what if we were like children playing on the shore and just enjoying the splashing, the lapping up of the water, allowing ourselves to feel the joy and the pleasure. Can you receive some pleasure today? Those places that we noticed at the beginning, where there's the tension or constriction, can those also receive some soothing? Can they experience just a tiny bit of joy or pleasure? And if not, that's fine, but letting those parts know that it's available. They don't have to. We're leading the horse to water. We're not making it drink. We're just allowing ourselves to know that more is available. We can have more. That's one of the big takeaways today. It's like, be in this soak and allow yourself to have more. Because we can soak in it. We can soak in it. Over the last week or so, I've been working with the divine quality of Al-Wahhab. And the first line of this description, Al-Wahhab is the one who gives steadily, lavishly, without moderation. The one who surrounds the creatures with gifts and blessings without expecting anything in return. So that actually feels like part of what today this soak is about, is knowing that we're provided for lavishly, fully, and we get to say yes to it. So if we go back to our hearts, and the desires of our hearts, can we make a little more space for it and say yes. Letting whatever part of us kind of like, I'm not so sure, just be soothed. And see if there's a little bit of an opening to say yes a little bit more. The desire that's on your heart or the prayer in your heart. I just heard, let's add a little juice to it. So it's sort of a little oomph, a little sparkle, a little sense of joy and possibility. So that as we move into the day or the next part of our day, that there's that joy, enthusiasm, possibility. Yes, yes, please, as you move into the day and into that prayer, opening. Oh, this is beautiful. Almost allowing your arms to be spread wide open and leading with your heart and that yes and that fullness. And there's what feels like a golden drop of blessing that's coming into the tops of our heads. Oh, and this, wow. I'm seeing a crowd of people and this blessing being bestowed on all of us, that we're given more of the strength, the power, the willingness to move through with our gifts, move through the days, move through life, filled up, knowing who we are, and letting nothing stop us. We may not always be full speed ahead, but step by step, doing our work, bringing our gifts, answering our calling. This is really beautiful. So if you can just receive this, whatever it is that you might be feeling or experiencing, just allowing this in, filling up all of you. Saying yes as much as possible. And loving up the parts that aren't quite so sure. And we'll slowly start to come back to your space. If there's a sense of gratitude or appreciation that's sort of bubbling up, you know, allowing the divine, however you experience the divine, to have that offered up. And if you'd like to stay in this sort of the sacred space in the receiving, I encourage you to do that. Drink in as much as you can. And if you're getting about your day, that's great. I guess I'm not quite ready to get back myself, but again, I just thank you for joining me today in person or listening to the recording later. I'm so grateful and appreciative to be able to share this with you. I think the only other thing is, if this is an experience that you really do love that and would like to take it deeper, please reach out to me. I would love to talk with you about doing one of the longer sessions. So this is Kamala Murphy. Again, thank you so much for being with me or listening in. Love and blessings to you. Until next month, and I forgot to look at the date, but it'll be early August. So blessings to you. Take care.